It's 6:04. Good morning. I'm Kirsten Kendrick with Northwest News on 88.5 KPLU. Seattle police say they're ready for whatever happens this May Day. Last year, a small protest group was able to smash windows at downtown stores and vandalize the old federal courthouse building without being stopped. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle joins me now to tell us why police believe this year will be different. Paula, what is different this year?
Well, we know that confusion was a huge problem last year. You know, in the independent reviews of the police response, I should say scathing independent reviews done of the response to May Day last year, one thing that came out was that a lot of the officers on the ground simply weren't clear on what the orders were. I mean, one thing that happened, just as an aside, is commanders were using cell phones to communicate because they didn't want the radio chatter to be overheard by anarchists. The problem was the police on the ground couldn't hear them either and often felt out of the loop. Now, they say this year they'll be much clearer on directives. They're going to have roll calls with clear directives before every major event. Another thing, they're just going to have more police on the ground, probably stationed in front of, they won't say exactly where, but high-value targets, read Nike Town.
Right, exactly. Well, what sort of things can police do to prevent someone from using, say, like a flagpole with screws attached, which happened last year, to ram a window? Couldn't they confiscate them beforehand?
Well, you know, and those questions came up at the media briefing and also, you know, the anti-capitalism march scheduled to start at 6 o'clock on Wednesday doesn't have a permit. Why not say if you don't have a permit, you can't march? Well, one thing they say is we have a long tradition in Seattle of allowing free speech, allowing marches, whether or not they're permitted. As for the flagpoles, they can't confiscate those until a window actually breaks. They can't take something away constitutionally, they believe, because you might use it for something. But once the first window breaks, all bets are off. The city can issue an emergency order, and those multi-purpose flagpoles can be confiscated.
Well, we should note that thousands of people marched peacefully last year in an immigration and labor rally, and another one of those is scheduled for tomorrow. And how are police planning for that?
Well, and that is a permitted march. And, you know, the immigration and labor rally, you mentioned, has thousands of people, and it's usually a very peaceful march. And they often feel they are overshadowed by, you know, the handful of people, the earlier, you know, more violent march. And it is permitted, and police are planning for that. And it is expected to be probably larger than it has been in a while because groups are very excited about the possibility of immigration legislation actually passing this year.
All right, Paula, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle joining us live with May Day preparations. May Day is happening tomorrow. KPLU will have coverage all day with reporters on the ground and the various groups and the various events that are happening. We'll also have coverage on our website at kplu.org.